Good morning. High pressure is dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England, keeping it dry and cold this morning. Many locations down between 0 and 10 above, and some spots even slightly below 0 to start the day. That same high pressure will bring us a good deal of sunshine, especially for the first half of the day today. But clouds will be on the increase later this afternoon from the west as an Alberta Clipper makes a run at us from the Great Lakes. That Clipper will bring thicker clouds overnight tonight and the chance of light snow showers, especially in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, by sunrise tomorrow. While temperatures will drop this evening back into the teens, readings will start to climb back up toward 20 by first thing tomorrow morning. The Clipper will take all day to shoot through the region tomorrow, keeping clouds and off and on light snow across the region. Most places will see between 1 and 3 inches of snow by the time the Clipper moves out late tomorrow evening. Some localized areas, especially across the higher terrain, could see as much as 4 to 5 inches, but these will be isolated amounts. Temperatures tomorrow will bounce back into the middle and upper 20s. Behind the Clipper, a gusty northwest wind flow will develop, and temperatures will drop quickly on Thursday night all the way down to 0. On Friday, not much of a recovery. Despite brilliant sunshine and Arctic high pressure in control, it'll be blustery and very cold with highs only in the lower teens and wind chill values staying below 0 all day long. Another Clipper will approach on Saturday with another round of light snow, and high temperatures will stay in the teens again. The wind behind this Clipper will be even stronger on Sunday, and a reinforcing shot of that colder air will make it even colder for Sunday afternoon. High temperatures only between 0 and 5 above, with wind chills going to 20 to 40 below. On Monday, we'll go back to sunshine, but temperatures will still be cold with highs only in the lower teens and another chance of snow on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect for the UP of Michigan. That Alberta Clipper will produce snow totals of around 2 to 5 inches in most places, with some locations picking up 4 to 9 inches of snow. Behind the Clipper, conditions are turning very cold as a strong surface high pressure center nosing down from Canada is bringing gusty winds and plunging temperatures into the north central United States. Wind chill advisories have been issued for large parts of North Dakota and Minnesota for wind chills as low as 30 below. And high pressure building over the Great Basin and low pressure over the northern Baja will produce increasing Santa Ana winds over the next couple of days in extreme southern California. The winds will increase tonight and tomorrow morning up to 50 to 60 miles per hour, and isolated gusts could get as high as 80 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Whistler, Canada, at 12 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Minneapolis, Minnesota, at 9:36 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 19 degrees with a north wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 9 above zero, the dew point 4, 80% relative humidity, a slight north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.17 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Cotulla, Texas, and Thermal and Ocotillo Wells, both in California, to a low of 11 below zero at Presque Isle, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 30s, Boston mostly cloudy in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 30 degrees, the low 15, the average temperature 23, that's 2 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday for the month, 22.9 inches, that's 18.2 inches above average, and 62.9 inches for the season, which is 24.1 inches above average. There were 42 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 499 and 4170 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low, 17. The record high, 59, set in 1981, and the record low, 18 below zero in 1962. Sunrise this morning, 6:58 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:21 p.m., 10 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Thickening clouds tonight with light snow showers by sunrise and lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds later today with highs in the upper 20s. Thickening clouds tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds today and highs will be in the middle to upper 20s. Cloudy skies tonight with light snow by sunrise and lows around 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Thickening clouds tonight with light snow showers by sunrise and lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds today with highs in the middle 20s. Thickening clouds tonight with light snow showers by sunrise and lows in the mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, light snow, 1 to 3 inches in most places in the middle to upper 20s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold Friday in the lower teens for highs. More light snow Saturday in the lower teens. Windy and bitter cold Sunday, partly sunny, 0 to 10 above with wind chills well below zero. Mostly sunny in the lower teens Monday, and a chance of snow back into the mid-20s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.